Creation and Rebellion. In the beginning, the voice of the Creator breaks into the silence. The heavens, the sea, the earth, and all their diverse communities of life come into being out of chaos and are given their proper function and role. Humans are created out of the earth to serve and care for this harmonious garden planet. The Creator, who is the Father of all, is very pleased with this creation as a dwelling place for Himself. Heaven and earth are united as one, and all creation is declaring and singing the glory of the Creator with its very being. But humanity is not content, and so it rebels against its place within creation by ignoring the voice of its Creator. Humanity desires to be in control and in charge by being above the rest of creation and by following its own story of what is good and evil, trusting in its own wisdom and intelligence. Instead of the Creator's voice, humanity stops its care of the Father's creation in order to pursue the way of civilization and murder those who stand in the way. Death takes hold of the world as humans begin taking, owning, and violently exploiting the land, animals, and people to pursue food control, city building, escalating vengeance, and technological development. Heartbroken, the Creator shortens human lifespans and rescues all the animals, as well as the family of the last faithful man, Noah, by cleansing the earth of all civilization through a great flood. But after the flood, humanity persists in its disobedience as it builds the great empire of Babylon and its Tower of Babel. This tower reaches for the heavens as a symbol of humanity's desire for the Creator's power and for escape from dependence on the rest of creation. The Creator intervenes to slow and limit this destructive endeavor by turning humanity competitively against itself. Following this, one human empire after another arises as humanity battles itself in an effort to rule the creation. The results are disastrous, for greedy consumption leads to land ownership, tilling-based agriculture, mass food storage, cities, wars, and mining, which all cause vast destruction and devastation. As such, the whole creation is left groaning as it waits to be set free from slavery to civilization and humanity's self-rule, greed, and violence.